Thank you, Mr. President, and apologies for asking for the floor again, but I do feel compelled to do so, given some misleading interventions regarding sanctions, and in particular as the European Commission actions were explicitly and falsely represented by one delegation. EU sanctions are in full compliance with international law. In fact, they are a response to serious violation of international law, including the prohibition on the use of force and serious violation of human rights. They serve to uphold international law-based order, which is in the interest of the entire UN membership. EU sanctions are always targeted, aimed at those responsible for breaching the law, and EU sanctions do not have extraterritorial application and only apply within EU jurisdictions. They never target civilian populations. Food, medicine, and other emergency supplies do not fall under EU sanctions, and relevant humanitarian exceptions are included, as well as potential overcompliance mitigated. In this sense, any indication that EU sanctions are at the origin of increased food or fertilizer prices is simply false, especially given the clear data showing how Russia's unjustified invasion of Ukraine has aggravated the global food crisis, with EU countries coordinating a long list of concrete actions that support global food security and provide relief to the world's poorest. Thank you.